Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I am your host and Financial Lifeguard, Christine Lucan. I empower high-earning professionals and small business owners to rescue their financial dignity. Today's episode is Looking Fabulous Without Breaking the Bank. Our special guest today is Lene Bussell, an image consultant, professional speaker, and the owner of LB Fashion Coach. Lene is a pro at guiding women through the process of learning the best colors to wear, how to dress for your body type, and how to stylishly accessorize outfits. Her goal is to give each of her clients a polished and professional appearance. Lene founded her business in 2012 after receiving her certification from Fashion Meets Faith. She is married with two beautiful daughters and lives in the Cincinnati area. Welcome, Lene, and thanks for being here.
Thanks, Christine. I'm excited to be here with you.
Awesome. So you and I have some personal history together. You are my image consultant, and I call you my secret weapon.
Which I appreciate very much.
Now you're my not-so-secret weapon because we are making sure that everybody knows about you and what you do. So why do women struggle so much with clothing choices?
Well, I think they struggle a lot with clothing choices because they're not buying the pieces to fit their body type correctly, or sometimes they're not getting things that will work with their height. And that can be really frustrating when a woman walks into a dressing room and she tries something on and a shirt might be a little bit too short or pants aren't fitting quite right through the leg or the hip or thigh. And so it gets really frustrating for them. Also, I think they kind of struggle, too, with knowing what colors are the best to complement their skin tone, their eye color, their hair color. When you wear the right colors, you feel more confident and other people feel more attracted to you when you're dressed really nicely and everything kind of coordinates and looks really nice on you and flatters you. People want to be around you more.
Yeah. Well, and I think with my experience was that I had this whole closet full of clothes that I paid good money for, and you know, there were certain things that I knew always looked good on me, and I loved them, and I wore them over and over again. But I didn't necessarily know why. And then I had those other pieces where, you know, I would try them on, you know, once or twice a month, but then they'd always go back on the hanger. And you know, that process that you walked me through that I think was a big light bulb for me was that there wasn't something wrong with me.
Right.
There was something wrong with the clothes and that it wasn't a good fit for me. And you explained why. And I think for me that was a very big eye-opener because shortly after we went through this process of you really helping me, you know, sort through everything and explaining why things didn't look good on me, like, no, there's nothing wrong with me. This just doesn't look right on you and this is why. That, I mean, shopping became a much more pleasurable experience because I think for a lot of women, you spend a lot of time beating yourself up in the dressing room because things don't look good on you.
Yeah, I hear women do that a lot, and it makes me want to go walk over and just quietly knock on the door and say, I'll help you if you'll let me. because I feel so bad for that frustration. That's my goal in everything that I do with the fashion coaching is just to help women eliminate one major headache in their life, which is getting dressed in the morning and being able to dress with less stress. And how they appear and, you know.
Oh,
go ahead,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
It can be such a major stress, especially because there's so many choices out there, and it seems like there's twice as many choices out there for women as there are for men. And so it's overwhelming.
Right. Well, guys have it a little bit easier than we do.
Yes. And so is that something that you help people to funnel things down based off of, you know, your life and the clothes that you need for your everyday life?
Yes. Yeah, now I help women on a I can help them with pretty much anything in their wardrobe. I can help them with just their, like, what I call a majority lifestyle wardrobe, which would be their working wardrobe, what they wear to go to work or go out to dinner in the evening or go do some other social activity or go to church. I can help them with all of those clothes. And then I can even help them with, you know, casual wear, things, you know, that they might want to go on a vacation with, or if they have a special event coming up like Mother of the Bride, or, you know, they might be a stay-at-home mom who now has to get back in the workforce who needs clothing for that, or they might be, a young lady graduating from college who now needs a professional wardrobe to go start her first career job, or whatever. I can kind of work with a broad spectrum of women. I can even work with moms and teens in helping moms help their teens overcome some of the awkwardness of being a teenager and trying to get things that fit them correctly. And what I teach really is valuable for a lifetime. It's not something that you use once and then you never use again, particularly the color aspect. I remember when I was 13, 14 years old, my mom invested in taking me to a store where there was a stylist at that time who helped me pick out colors and things that fit me correctly, and I ended up using those clothes for a long time. But I felt good in them. They made me feel pretty. Mm-hmm. They made me feel confident, so it built me up. So that, for me, started everything I love about fashion coaching started when I was in my teens.
Yeah. Well, and I know some people think, like, oh, having a personal stylist, like, that's expensive. But really, explain why it's an investment rather than an expense.
Well, when a woman, any woman, when she invests in herself, she's adding value to who she is. And she shouldn't think that that's a bad thing, because every woman should be able to look and feel their best, whether they're a professional working woman outside the home, a stay-at-home mom, or a small business owner. When you take care of yourself, when you do your hair and put on your makeup and dress appropriately for the occasion, whatever it is you're going to be doing, and you feel confident, you go into a situation feeling more confident, and people want to be around you. And the investment part is, it doesn't have to be expensive. I will work with anyone's budget as far as, you know, what they need from me. I want to customize what I do to help every woman be able to find what she needs, whether it's working with me for an hour and a half or spending half the day in her closet going through everything like you and I did. It is invaluable when you can walk into your closet and you don't have the clutter anymore, and you know exactly what you can go in and mix and match. And then if your clothing fits you right, it's getting ready turns into like a 5 or 10 minute thing instead of a half hour going, oh my gosh, I just got invited out to dinner at the last minute. And I don't have anything to wear, and it's because your mind starts going crazy, and then you're stressed, and then you can't figure it out. Whereas if it's organized and everything, then you can just walk right in, and it's so easy. And actually, it becomes fun, because then you mix and match things that you might not have otherwise mixed and matched, just because it's easier to find them in your closet or in your drawers or wherever.
Yeah. Well, and I think that was my experience with you, was that once you taught me those basics, that that's something that you take forward, and, you know, as the years go by and you need to replace clothing, et cetera, it's like, you know what looks good on you, you know what colors, you know, make you look your best, and I find that I – waste fewer of my clothing dollars. It's very rare that I buy something now that I'm like, ugh, I wish I hadn't bought that. There's something hanging in my closet right now, and it's a little too big for me, and I know that's why it doesn't look good. And I bought it last fall. That's the only thing in my closet right now that I'm like, eh, I shouldn't have bought that, which is pretty darn good, because before you came to see me, there was probably a third of my closet that I wish I hadn't bought.
Right. Well, I think that's why we're to the point in our area and in lots of other areas where we have consignment stores popping up everywhere, because women are trying to get rid of the excess, and the only, you know, it's created a whole industry of little stores where, one, they can be a treasure for the woman who really needs stuff and maybe needs to do it on a budget and can't go to, you know, a name brand store and spend their full price, but she can find nice stuff that another lady, it didn't fit her for whatever reason, or she didn't like it, or it wasn't right, and so she just consigned it. Both of them are getting the benefit, but if we had closets where things were fit us and they were the right color and the style that we liked and went with our personality, we'd have a lot less of those little stores. We probably wouldn't have half the stuff on eBay that we have on eBay right now, because, you know.
That's
but
true.
I mean, but women like, I mean, women, some women like to shop. Other women hate to shop. I want to help solve the problem and get the women that hate to shop to not hate it so much, because really it can be a lot of fun. Once you know what your color code is, once you know your body type, once you know what size accessories, whether it's colors or prints or jewelry or purses or whatever, the size of those things, once you know those things and once you know what your style personality is, you can have a ball. It's like redoing your house. I mean, you can just have a ton of fun with it.
Right.
And
right. Well, and I think with the whole body type thing, in my particular situation, I know a lot of women go through this when they lose weight. So, mm-hmm. you know, several years ago, I didn't lose a ton of weight, but I actually lost 3 pant sizes. And I was essentially dressing for the same body type, just
mm-hmm.
smaller, and it wasn't working. And you told me why. You said, well, look, it used to be your waist was your biggest point, and now it's not anymore. Now it's your hips. So your body type is different now. And I didn't realize that, you know, getting in shape and working out and losing a little bit of weight would actually change my body type like that. But it was amazing once I made those tweaks that you told me to make with the, you know, the silhouettes of the different dresses that I was wearing. I mean, it made such a huge difference.
Yeah, and I think weight loss can affect things. Also, I think women sometimes are afraid to, they don't want to go up a size. I know I've struggled with that because my weight goes up and down too. But in reality, going up a size is not such a bad thing, because the clothes fit your body, they lay on your body or hang on your body a whole lot better. You don't get the pulling and the tugging where that's kind of embarrassing and you're constantly, you know, pulling a sweater over your bust area or whatever, because it keeps moving and because it's maybe a little bit too small in the shoulder, so there's not enough give to get it to hang correctly and those kind of things. And that can be annoying, you know, I know when I went through my training, I actually was wearing a top that was a little bit too small, and Sherry Brendel, who trained me, said, you just need to go up one size, and it'll fit you perfectly. So I took that information home, went home and went through my tops and tried them all on again. I'm like, yep, she's right. This one needs to go, and I need to replace it with something that's just one size larger. And at first I was like, oh, darn, I don't want to do that because, you know, that means I'm going up a size. But then I realized it fit me so much better that it was better, you know. And then when you lose weight, you kind of go the other direction where things get bigger and you don't want to hang on to those clothes either. So, you know,
yeah,
one size up or one size down. Yeah. So I love helping women that are in any kind of transition where they want to update their appearance and things like that. It's because I think it's very valuable to looking and feeling your very best.
Yeah. Well, and we've got a lot of people who listen to the podcast who are self-employed and who are professionals. So why should someone who is a small business owner or professional invest in their clothing?
Well, being a small business owner myself, I feel like it's the way that I make a first good impression. When I'm going to go meet somebody, someone's been referred to me to work with their clothing through, could be through a family friend or it could be through another business owner or something like that, I want to look like the professional that I am. And I think for people who, you know, you could be a lawyer, an accountant, or a small business owner, a teacher, you always want to put your best foot forward. In the first, the first 30 seconds is that might even be less than that, 10 seconds is when people saw it kind of size you up. And how you look to them, especially like if you're trying to get employed somewhere, everybody tries to look their best when they're trying to get employed. But, I mean, even just talking and trying to win business opportunities and things like that, you want to put your best foot forward. So I think investing a little bit of time and effort and having someone like me come in and kind of help you simplify your clothing and put it into, I love the concept of wardrobe capsuling that has become very popular in the last few years. Mixing and matching is what I grew up calling it. But I mean, wardrobe capsuling sounds so much cooler than, you know, really novel and stuff. But it's being able to take, you know, a couple of neutral colors. It could be a pair of black pants, let's say, and you coordinate it with, you know, a black blazer and then add a pop of color and you pick a couple of pop colors that are in your color code. So, for example, mine would be like a chocolate brown and I love yellow or teal, so I could build a whole wardrobe around chocolate brown, yellow, and teal for the summer and find all kinds of things that are available. I might, for just another good neutral, I might throw white or khaki in there so that I can do my shorts and things like that, my more casual pants. But then you simplify it, and you can use a concept of 27 hangers, and that's 14 tops, 7 bottoms, 3 dresses, 3 outerwear pieces, and I think 1 purse and a pair of shoes. And, you know, you can get really simple and just that's all you wear, and you learn how to mix and match those things through the spring and summer, and that's all you wear for your everyday outfits. And then it makes it really easy to go and accessorize those things, too. It makes it easy because you don't have to have as many shoes, as many handbags, as much jewelry and stuff because you've focused it down to a set color scheme. So,
Well, and without going into all, like, the whole color analysis, I mean, is there, like, an easy way that a woman can tell by, like, putting on a shirt or a dress and looking in the mirror to tell, is this a good color for me?
Well, to keep it really simple, I'll just give you an example. If you have a lady who has fair skin, blonde hair, and if they look at their eyes in the mirror, if they're kind of a light-colored blue or green or brown, they're not, the color of their eyes not real intense, it's very light-colored, then they would want to wear more pastels and lighter colors near their face.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that they can't wear, that they should stay away from black, because black you can kind of think of it as the picture frame, so they could put those lighter colors with black or with camel color or another solid like navy blue, but they always want to keep the lightest shade of color near their face.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I know sometimes when you wear a color that doesn't look good on you, it's like it automatically like drains the color from your face.
Yeah. For example,
I'm like, oh, this looks terrible.
Yeah, I'm a soft, And for my part-time job, I have to wear black. So black really drains me. So I end up putting on a lot of extra blush, a little darker lipstick, more intense eye color to make me look healthy. Because it can make you look sick if you're wearing the wrong color or, like you said, drain color from your face. So it makes it hard sometimes, especially
so you
if you have to wear a certain color.
Right. Well, you've just dispelled the myth that everybody looks good in black.
Not everyone looks good in black. Not everyone does. You know, people who, soft, and I refer to myself as soft. I need, like, medium level intensity colored clothing near my face. For example, like lighter greens, pinks, purples, like lavender, those colors near my face, because if I put black or anything, then it really is, it's difficult. And that's another thing with makeup, too. Different color types need to wear different shades of makeup. And, like, the people in warm category absolutely cannot wear pink. And they shouldn't wear pink, any kind of pink in their makeup at all. Because it makes them look really flushed. It brings out the redness in their skin. It's just not a good color for someone with red hair or even dyed red hair. You really need to stay away from pink and go more towards coral and that kind of thing. So color is kind of the foundation of how I help women, because I think that's the key, that and understanding your body type. If you can get those two things down, you can have a fabulous wardrobe without a whole lot of trouble.
Right. Well, why don't you just tell us a little bit about, you know, how you work with people, and I know you work with people both in person and via video chat, and I also hear you've got a little special for our listeners as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, how I work in person, I can work a couple of different ways, but one of my favorite ways is to do it one-to-one. So with an initial consultation, the person receives a color analysis, a body type assessment. We learn how to accessorize according to their frame size, and then I talk to them a little bit about their star personality, which has to do with accessories too, and that's how large or small like a purse or belts and things like that that you would wear. And then we talk a little bit about style personality to get them to kind of think about why they dress the way they do. And my virtual offering is I have one for 30 minutes and one for 60 minutes. And just for 1 week only to May 1st, I am running a special. So if they want to go to my Facebook page and click on Book Now, it will take them to link them to another page where they can schedule their appointment. And then there's a discount code. And for the 30-minute and the 60-minute virtual, all they have to type in is Style 30, and it will take $30 off of the current price that's out there, which is
cool.
$67 for a half hour and $97 for an hour, so it'll drop it down $30. The other thing that's available out there for them is two hours of shopping with me, and included with that is their color analysis, their body type assessment, and their color swatches, which I have 36 little color swatches. They come on 6 little cards, and it's all according to their color category. They get that, plus they get 2 hours of shopping with me, and all of that is regular price, $197, but I have a coupon code for 1 week only where they get it for $147.
Awesome.
And that's shopping, and that's for people that are relatively local. That's Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati, and then if anyone's listening that's maybe from Louisville or somewhere like that, we can, I'll work with them because of the mileage and stuff, but I'll keep the price as close as possible to the $147 for if they want to sign up too. I'm willing to drive a distance to grow my business. So,
well, and I will actually be putting the links up here, both on the Blog Talk Radio page and on my blog, so that everybody has the information that they need to get a hold of you. And, you know, I think even without the coupons, your advice is extremely valuable. You know, your services are very reasonably priced. And, you know, I can just tell you, I absolutely love my color swatches. And whenever I am going clothes shopping, I take them with me because you can set them right next to something you're getting ready to try on, and you can tell if the color's off or if it's right on. And
right,
there's been times
right.
when I've taken stuff in the dressing room that's a little off, and I put it on, and I'm like, why did I do that? I knew this was not going to work. Why'd I even bother?
Yeah. Did you want me to share my website too?
Absolutely.
Okay. My website is www.lynnell.com, and they can find me at facebook.com, and it's LB Fashion Coach, and that's where they can go and book their session with me, however they
awesome.
Want to do that. So, and those right. are,
Any-
again, those are good. I was going to say that those coupons are good until May 1st.
Awesome. Okay. So any parting tips to save money on clothes before I close us out?
Well, here's one tip that most women don't think about. If you're shopping for a new purse and if you don't like to change the color of your purse and you want to carry it for the whole spring, summer season, match it to your hair color. So if you have brown hair, you want to go towards a brown bag. If you have black hair, you want to obviously go towards black. And if you're a blonde, you would want to go towards kind of a taupe or maybe a light gray. If you've got silver, kind of white or silver hair, you kind of want to go to a light gray. And you'll be able to carry it all season long, and you'll always look complete to everybody when they see you.
Awesome.
So.
All right. Yeah. Well, Lynnae, thanks again for joining us on the Financial Lifeguard on Duty podcast. And thanks to everyone listening to this episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. As always, you can find me and plenty of free money wellness resources at www.christinelukin.com. I look forward to talking with you next time. Until then, have an amazing week.
Thanks, Christine.